myself.com.
En el nombre de Allah, el benéfico, el misericordioso.
Sister Naya Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
In the most holy name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I greet you, brothers and sisters, with the greeting words of peace and paradise in the Arabic language of assalamu alaikum. I'd like to thank and show my gratitude and love to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for this humbling opportunity to speak before you, as well as Student Minister Ismail Muhammad. COVID-19 and the vaccines have become a really big part of our lives. No matter where we go, somebody's talking about it. No matter what news channel or radio station you listen to, you hear about it. The world is consumed with the COVID-19 virus, but more specifically, whether you have or have not been vaccinated. There have been many reports stating that soon there will be two Americas, a vaccinated one and an unvaccinated one. As of now, they are trying to coerce us into taking the vaccines by giving away money, raffles, scholarships, and even marijuana. Some establishments are moving towards a more aggressive approach to get you to take the vaccines, banning the unvaccinated from places of business like restaurants, movie theaters, shopping malls, and even schools. This presents a major problem for those of us that are college students. Some colleges and universities are not allowing unvaccinated students to reside in their dorm rooms, causing them to have to live off campus. Other schools are not allowing a return to in-person learning for the unvaccinated. What are we as college students supposed to do if they won't let us in their dorms, on their campuses, or in their in-person classes? Do we give in and just take the vaccine so we can live in dorm rooms, so we can attend in-person classes, so things can go back to normal? After all, we need these universities of higher learning to advance our education and careers, right? Wrong. In the book, A Torchlight for America, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says that a true and proper education starts with the knowledge of God. He says education is supposed to be the proper cultivation of the gifts and talents of the individual through the acquisition of knowledge. Knowledge satisfies our natural thirst for gaining that which will make us one with our Maker. So true education cultivates the person, mind, body, and spirit by bringing us closer to fulfilling our purpose for being, which is to reflect Allah God. The second purpose for education, after self-cultivation, is to teach us how to give proper service to self, family, community, nation, and then to the world. Because we are, or will be, banned from their schools of higher learning doesn't mean we will have unfulfilled lives, lackluster careers, and an inferior education. It actually means quite the opposite. It means that we have the opportunity to learn from one another, to see someone that looks like you, teach you how to become this or that. We are present in every field of study. We have the knowledge, we just have to put it to use. The minister goes on to say that Black leadership must champion the strategy of turning within to do for self. Meaning, we must teach our people to use our talent, time, and money and pool our resources educationally and financially to address our troubles. We have been given everything that we need to succeed. We just have to get up and do something for ourselves, believing that we can achieve it. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us that the COVID-19 virus is an indignation from God. He said, quote, "Since it's a pestilence from heaven, scholarship from hell can't deal with the pestilence that came from heaven," end quote. So the scientists of this world cannot and will not create a vaccine that can cure, destroy, or protect us from this virus. If we know this to be true, why should we subject ourselves to whatever side effects or damages that can occur from taking an experimental drug that won't prevent us from getting COVID, or cure us if we catch it, or prevent us from spreading it to others? Just so we can continue with our schooling, with our jobs, with our social lives? To all of my fellow college students, it's time for us to say no, no. I will not take your experimental vaccine. No, I will not allow you to inject foreign toxic ingredients into my bloodstream. No, the vaccine is not worth my life. If I'm not able to come back to college because I won't take the vaccine, then to hell with your institution. We will not beg you nor fight you to attend your school, but we have teachers of our own. If I have to lose my job because I won't take the vaccine, then that's fine too. We'll be forced to do for self, like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has been teaching. Our time is now. We just have to recognize the great opportunity that we have been given through this pandemic. Step out on faith and stand on truth. All praise is due to Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that time is now, that they, the Black nation, should have no fear, only the fear of Allah, who is in person among them to save them from their enemies, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24 reads, "For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land," end quote. And so it has begun. We stand in solidarity and in truth and righteousness when we say, "I am exercising my God-given right and First Amendment right to the free exercise of religion and the attendant exemption from being vaccinated." For those of us college students that are struggling trying to decide if taking the vaccine is worth being able to go back to school, stay strong. Stay strong in your faith. Stay strong in what you believe. Stay strong and know that God has your back. Keep your mask on. Stay sanitized. Stay faithful. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan received divine instruction for us to not take this vaccine. I leave you as I came with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum.
This house is dedicated to knowledge and to the spreading of knowledge. Elijah Muhammad inspired new thought, new mind, new way of civilization among Black people. But he wanted a house from which a light could be lifted up to give guidance to all who would be guided as this world begins to close down. This National Center for the Re-education and Retraining of the Black Man and Woman, but for the totality of the human family of our planet. I named this mosque after the only woman that the Quran names a chapter after, the mother of Jesus, Maryam. All human beings need to be re-educated. That is the purpose of the National Center.
DefineSelf.com.